Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about 2019 flooding, effects on forestry. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Randy Russo, Mississippi State University Extension Hardwood Specialist. Randy, we know the Mississippi River has been at flood stage for months now. Why should we be concerned since flooding occurs on an annual basis?
Mississippi River has what is termed annual flooding. This is typically limited to within the levee system or the bluff areas along the Mississippi River. Changes in population growth and protection from smaller floods has dramatically affected hydrology and drainage, thus exacerbating the movement of rainwater, resulting in more severe floods. With that said, the flood of 2019 has reached proportions and lengths that we have not seen before. In looking at the damage that might occur strictly from a forestry aspect, there are some things we know, but a great deal that we still will not know until this flood is completed. What is for certain is that the damage will likely range from very little to significant, with the worst being mortality among species and a possible change in forest species complex to those that are better adapted to extended flooding conditions. What we do know is that those tree species found within the levee system are what we term as the bachelor ground, includes cottonwood, willow, American sycamore, box elder, sweet gum, sugarberry, and various species of ash and maples, as well as water hickory. The species present depends greatly on site elevation and soil type. While the portion of ground experiences annual flooding is usually during the dormant season or early spring, where daytime temperatures are mild and water temperatures are cooler with higher oxygen levels. Thus, the effect of this type of flooding has been noted as only minor for the more riparian species that I just noted. When an area is experiencing heavy continued rainfall, the drainage of smaller rivers and streams is either stopped or the river forces the water, backwater as we call it, into those smaller bodies of water, causing serious damage to homes, crops, and forests alike. Here, a large number of species will be apparent, with light-seeded riparian species as well as the more heavy-seeded species such as water, willow oak, nuttall oak, overcup, swamp chestnut oak, and swamp white oak, as well as sweet pecan. But if flooding is again in the winter and early spring, the older trees will show little effect from this flooding.
Is there anything that we know about what type of damage to expect to the forests in flooded areas?
Unfortunately, there's really no simple or definitive answer because these floods are not a stable phenomenon and can continue to change as conditions change. However, there's no doubt that the impact will only increase with time, especially as the flooding enters into the summer months. But the uncertainty of the extent of damage is the result of not just one factor, but a large number of variables, including the species tolerance to flooding, rainfall patterns, longevity, intensity of rainfall, the drainage time, any obstructors which may trap water, your tree age, season of flooding, water movement, duration of flooding, water temperature, and oxygen level, as well as topography, will all come into play in defining the possibility and extent of damage. What is certain that the damage will range from very little to significant damage and possible mortality among species that are not tolerant to extended flooding. But the most detrimental effect will be the result of backwater becoming trapped and stagnant, thus causing a lowering of oxygen levels to the point that root uptake is non-existent, which will either seriously cause dieback or mortality. Even though species adapted to flooding conditions that have thinner bark, such as maples and sycamore, may experience top dieback from continued inundation. This is a result of water scorch located along the stem if the height of the water remains later in the year. If fungi or bacteria enters into this portion of the tree, it is likely to result in mortality. It has also been found that newly planted hardwood seedlings prior to flooded conditions are more than likely going to suffer significant mortality, regardless of species, thus forcing replanting next year.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Randy Russo, Mississippi State University Extension Hardwood Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.